Good morning. So today I want to discuss two very common questions that come up in Hilchos Brachos. Number one, what is the correct bracha when a person eats applesauce? When you eat applesauce, is the bracha shahako or is the proper bracha boirei pri ha'etz? That's question number one. Question number two is what the correct bracha is for potato kugel. When a person eats potato kugel, is the bracha hadama or is the bracha shahako? So these are the two halachic questions that we will address today. Number one, the correct bracha for applesauce. Number two, the correct bracha for potato kugel. So the entire discussion stems from a Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara discusses something called a trima. What's a trima? A trima is a type of date. So you have a date, and says the Gemara, if you have this date and you chop it up, it nevertheless retains its status as a fruit and halacha, and the bracha is boirei pri ha'etz. So in spite of the fact that you crushed it up, nevertheless, b'milsayu kaimi, which means it retains its initial status of being a fruit, and its proper bracha is boirei pri ha'etz. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. So you have this date, you crush it up, it still is considered a fruit, and the bracha is boirei pri ha'etz. The question is, what is the case that the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says that you crushed up this fruit, this date, where we say that it retains its status of ha'etz in terms of Hilchos Brachos? Rashi's opinion is that the only time that the Gemara rules that a person recites ha'etz when eating this crushed up date is if it was only partially crushed up. Says Rashi, only when it is partially crushed up and the date is still recognizable as such, it's still recognizable as a date, only then do we say that it retains its initial bracha of ha'etz. However, says Rashi, if you completely crush it up, you grind it up, and you make it into, let's say, a jam, so it loses its initial bracha, and now it becomes shahakal. It lost its initial identity, it lost its original identity, and now it's considered part of the general category of shahakal. That is the opinion of Rashi. So according to Rashi, when the Gemara says that the crushed up date has a bracha of ha'etz, it's specifically referring to a case where it's still recognizable as a date because it wasn't completely crushed and grinded up. If it was completely crushed up and it no longer is visible and it no longer appears like a date, it's bracha shahakal. However, the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that even if you completely crush up the date, you mash it up entirely, it nevertheless remains part of the general category of ha'etz, and its bracha is boirei pri ha'etz. However, even in the opinion of the Rambam, there is a tremendous dispute in the Paiskim as to the extent of this opinion. In other words, the Rambam is clearly ruling that if you have a date and you completely mash it up, it retains its status of being a fruit vis-a-vis the bracha of ha'etz. And the question is, how far does this halacha extend? In other words, the opinion of the Beis Yosef is that the Rambam is saying a general rule. And it's not specific to something like a date. It applies even to, let's say, a strawberry or an apple. Any fruit or vegetable that you crush up and you make it into, let's say, a jam. You'd like it, make it into something that we call a padvila, something like a jam. It nevertheless will retain its status of a fruit or a vegetable and maintain its initial bracha. It will be boirei pri ha'etz or boirei pri ha'dam. That's the opinion of the Beis Yosef in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, that this is a general rule. Even though you completely crush it up and it's no longer visible as the original fruit, nevertheless, it retains its status of ha'etz and its bracha is ha'etz. However, the Mogen Avraham disagrees with the Beis Yosef and says the Mogen Avraham, no. The Rambam only holds that it maintains the bracha of ha'etz when crushing it up, only regarding something similar to a date, where even after crushing up the fruit, it still looks like the original fruit that you had before starting this process of grinding it up, because the texture is such that it never completely loses its identity. In other words, when you have a date, even if you completely crush it up and you make it into one mass and one unit, it still looks like a date. It still looks like a date, even if completely crushed up. And specifically over here, says the Magen Avraham, does the Rambam hold that it retains its status of being a fruit and its bracha is eitz. An example would be, as well, something like mashed potatoes, where you have a potato and you crush it up. It's something like a date, where even after crushing it up, it maintains the general appearance of being a potato, and it will therefore maintain the bracha that it originally had, and it will not become shahakal. However, if let's say you had strawberries, and you crush it up, you make it into a jam, you have applesauce, and it's completely crushed up, it no longer appears like apples, it completely lost identity, and it's not like the texture of dates or mashed potatoes where it retains its appearance even after crushing it up. In that case, even the Rambam agrees that it's shahakal. So that's the machlokes. So we have three opinions regarding Hilchos Brachos pertaining to fruits or vegetables that get crushed up. The opinion of Rashi is, if you completely crush it up, no matter what, even when it comes to dates or potatoes, if you make mashed potatoes, it's shahakal. According to Rashi, it's shahakal if you completely crush it up. And when the Gemara says that it retains its original bracha, it's referring to a case where it was only merusik ktsas, it was only partially crushed up, it wasn't fully crushed up, it still looks like the original fruit. That's the opinion of Rashi. The second opinion is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in the Shita of the Rambam. And that is the opinion that holds that there's a general rule that as long as you have a fruit and you have a vegetable that wasn't cooked, it was just crushed up, it was mashed up, it retains its original bracha no matter what, even if you have applesauce. According to the Beis Yosef, the bracha will remain ha'etz, even if you are having applesauce that is completely crushed up and no longer truly appears like the original apples that you had before they were crushed up. The third opinion is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, where we distinguish between the different types of foods. If let's say you have potatoes that you crush up and you make it into mashed potatoes, so it's like the date, and therefore it would retain its original bracha of hadama or ha'etz if it were to be the date. However, if you had sauce, applesauce, or you had a jam, says the Magen Avraham, everyone agrees that becomes shahakal since it lost its original identity, and now it's a new item, and it therefore will have the bracha of shahakal. Now, how do we paskin lahalacha? How do we paskin lahalacha? So the Shulchan Aruch goes consistent with his opinion in the Beis Yosef that the halacha follows the Rambam and it's a general rule. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you take, let's say, apples and you crush it up and you make it into an applesauce, it will retain its original bracha and its bracha will be ha'etz because, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, there's a general halacha that when you crush up something, if you didn't cook it, you merely crushed it up, you merely mashed it and grinded it up, it retains its original bracha, and its bracha is ha'etz or ha'adama. However, the Ashkenazim, as we know, follow the psak of the Ramah. And over here, the Ramah says something very interesting. Says the Ramah, l'chatchila, we should be cheshish for the shita that holds that it becomes shahakal when you crush it up. L'chatchila, we should say that a person should make shahakal if you completely crush it up. However, b'di'eved, the ikar halacha, the primary halacha is in fact that the bracha is ha'etz or adama like the original bracha, and therefore b'di'eved, if you did make that bracha, you were yaitze. But l'chatchila, you should make the bracha of shahakal. That is the ruling of the Ramah. So l'chatchila, you should make shahakal, but b'di'eved, you are yaitze with ha'etz or hadama, whatever the original bracha was. The question is, what does the Ramah mean? When the Ramah says that l'chatchila we should be cheshish and make shahakal, does he mean to be cheshish l'chatchila for shita number 2, or to be cheshish for shita number 3? In other words, does the Ramah mean that l'chatchila we should be cheshish for the shita of Rashi? That even if you have something like mashed potatoes, the bracha would be shahakal. Because like a date, no matter what, if it's completely crushed up, it becomes shahakal. Is that what the Rambam means? That even when it comes to, let's say, mashed potatoes, the bracha is shahakal? Because lechatchila we should be chayshish. We should be concerned with the opinion of Rashi that it always loses its original bracha if you completely mash it up or crush it up. Is that what the Rambam means? Or no. The Rambam certainly rejects the opinion of Rashi. And the Rambam means that lechatchila we should be chayshid for the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The opinion of the Magen Avraham brings down, and that is, that we distinguish between something like mashed potatoes or dates and something like applesauce or jam. And when it still looks like the original fruit or vegetable, such as the case of mashed potatoes or dates, the bracha, in fact, would still be hadama or ha'etz. And when he says, l'chatchila, we should make shahakal, that's referring specifically to the case like applesauce or jam. And it's a case where it completely loses its original identity. It doesn't look anymore like the original fruit that it was. Only then does the Rambam mean to say that l'chatchila, you should make a shahakal, and b'diyevet, if you made ha'etz or hadama, you are yaitse in accordance with the original bracha. What does the Rambam mean? When the Rambam says, l'chatchila, you should make a shahakal, and b'diyevet, you are yaitse if you made the bracha that it originally had, what opinion is the Rambam paskin like? This is a machlekes hapaiskin brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the Rambam completely rejects the opinion of Rashi. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person, let's say, goes ahead and eats mashed potatoes, its bracha will be hadama. Because we don't hold like Rashi, even though Rashi would hold that you make a shahakal because it's completely crushed up. Nevertheless, we do not assume like Rashi. And according to the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion, the Rambam means to say that lechatchila we should be chayshish for the middle opinion, that if we have applesauce, you should make a shahakal if there is no more visible pieces because it loses its original identity. And lechatchila you should make shahakal on applesauce. But b'diavad, if you made ha'etz on applesauce, you were yaitse, and you do not make another bracha. That's the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, if a person, let's say, is eating applesauce, what's the proper bracha? That was our original question, and the answer is now quite clear. According to the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, then it depends. If you have a applesauce that still has pieces of the apples that were originally crushed, and it therefore still maintains its original appearance of apples, then the bracha will be ha'etz. However, it's very common that it's crushed up entirely, and you no longer see pieces of apple in the applesauce. In that case, lechatchila, you make the bracha of shahakal, and b'diyeved, if you made the bracha of ha'etz, you were yaitze. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about potato kugel? So, many paiskim say that it would depend. It would depend on the type of potato kugel that you are eating. If you eat potato kugel that still looks like the original potato that was crushed up, it still has strings of potato that are quite visible, and it still appears like the original potato that was used to produce this potato kugel, in that case, you would, in fact, make the bracha of hadama. However, many places can say, if you completely crush up the potato and it's no longer visible as a potato because you mixed stuff in and you completely changed its form in a way that it no longer appears like the original potato that it was, in that case, many places can say that you would rather make l'chatchila a bracha of shahakal. So it would really depend on the potato that you are discussing. But in many cases, if it's still visible as the original potato, so it would be like the case of dates, where we say that the bracha would, in fact, remain hadama, like its original bracha. One more halacha. What about popcorn? Says Rav Moshe, if you have, let's say, a fruit or a vegetable, and nothing changed inherently, it still is a davar shalom, it still is a complete entity that it originally was, but something transformed extraneously. Something was added to its form, like the case of popcorn, where the original entity still remains intact, but it was popped and now had something added to its form. It retains its original bracha. Since it's still a davar shalom, it's still a complete item as it originally was, the bracha remains, the bracha will be, therefore, hadama. Have yourself a wonderful day.